Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from the I Am CEO podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Sharon Carter of U.S. Health Advisors. Sharon, it is awesome to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Gresham. I'm glad to be here.
No problem. We're happy to have you here. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Sharon so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Sharon Carter is a career agent with U.S. Health Advisors in Sterling, Virginia. In her 3 short years with U.S. Health, Sharon has achieved some impressive milestones. In 2017, she was the number one agent in her office and generated over $700,000 in sales for the year. Sharon is continuing her hot streak and is currently the number one agent in 2018 and is on track to generate more revenue than she did last year. Sharon wasn't always a CEO, though. Prior to her career in insurance sales, Sharon began her career in accounting and finance from the age of 17 and decided to do something different after being downsized one too many times. The company's motto of helping other people every day, the flexibility and unlimited earning potential that sales offers is what motivates her to make the switch. As an agent at U.S. Health, Sharon helps individuals, families, and small businesses with health insurance options outside of the Affordable Care Act. She is licensed in 14 states and sells both locally and virtually. Sharon, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, I am, Gresham. I'm ready. Rock and roll.
Let's do it then. So the first question I had was just to hear, I guess, a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Okay. Well, I didn't wake up with the idea to sell health insurance. I started this business back in January 2016. I was in the middle of career transition. I was just recently had a job layoff in July 2015 with my last employer, who was Xerox at the time. You know, this is my first sales role, just so you know, with U.S. Health. Like you mentioned in my bio, I've been in accounting and finance since the age of 17. I have an MBA in finance. You know, I work with different companies like Payne Weber, Lifetime Television, TV Guide in New York City. And then I relocated to the DMV area in about 7 years ago this month for a position with a local government contractor. That position did not work out too well either. I at that time, I was focusing on, that position focused on doing finance and pricing for OCONUS work. So it was a lot of stuff in Afghanistan and Iraq. And at the time when former President Obama pulled the troops out of those areas, you know, the company started laying people off. So I got downsized from there. Then I went to Xerox. I was at Xerox for about almost 3 years, and I was a senior pricing analyst there, you know, again, doing the government pricing role. I did state, local, and federal different RFPs that I was responsible for. But then I got downsized again about almost 3 years. Xerox decided they wanted to outsource positions to cut costs, so they sent positions overseas, and my particular role went to Guatemala. So when that happened, I tried to stay within the government contracting world. I had a lot of interviews. I was up and down, you know, going to interview after interview. And, you know, I got a lot of verbal offers. I believe it was 3 or 4 on the phone. But then, you know, they came back to me and said, oh, we're going to freeze positions. We're having, you know, hiring freeze and such and such and such. So I kind of knew that I had to do something different at that point because things weren't working out the way that I had hoped them to work out. So really and truly, this opportunity at U.S. Health came my way when my director saw my resume online. He saw it on the job board, reached out to me, and at first I wasn't open. But then I kind of, you know, something said, give it a chance. And, I, you know, growing up, when I was working in New York at different companies, many people used to tell me, you know, you should be in sales. And I never really gave it any thought. I honestly didn't. I was like, I have an MBA. What are you talking about? But I kind of remembered that when this opportunity came my way. And I said, you know what, let me at least be open and hear what they have to say. So fast forward, you know, I met with my director, Jamie's now my director. And, you know, he told me about what was happening with the Affordable Care Act. I didn't really know much about healthcare. He told me, you know, I saw the numbers of what this company was doing. And I just said, you know what, give it a chance. And I did. And now, you know, it's 3 years, almost 3 years later. And I've done pretty well for myself.
Yeah. I mean, with those ginormous numbers that I read earlier, you definitely done pretty good, I would say myself. And whoever told you that you should have been in sales deserves, like, they deserve a pat on the back. Well, because it seems like you're right in line with what you should be doing.
Yeah. You know, you sometimes people can see things in you that you don't see in yourself. And I think that's what happened with me at that point. So
yeah, that happens to all of us where you're kind of too close to it, even to your talents. And you take it for granted sometimes how good you are at something. And it needs somebody else to tell you, hey, you should do X, Y, and Z. And then it just starts to take off from there.
Yeah. It's so important to have people around you who really want you to do well, who are whether mentors, coaches, or so on, who can help lead you in the right direction. So
yeah, that makes perfect sense. So I wanted to drill down a little bit and hear a little bit more about like how you're helping out these people with the health insurance options.
Okay. So I don't know, you know, how much you know about the healthcare that's going on right now, Gresham, but the Affordable Care Act became a law in 2009. Former President Obama made it mandatory that everybody must have health insurance or you'd have to pay a fine. Unfortunately, you know, the whole Affordable Care Act did not go the way that it was intended. As I like to tell people, the intention of it was good, whereas, you know, everyone should have health insurance, but the execution of it was terrible. So basically now we're seeing the result of the execution that wasn't the best, pretty much, so to speak. But politics aside, how I'm able to do what I'm able to do is that U.S. Health, the company, basically, I work with individual families and small businesses. Now, many people who don't get insurance through a job, they can't get it through a corporate job, whether they're a small business owner, consultant, or so on, they have to get it on their own. So they go to the healthcare.gov or the Maryland Health Exchange or whatever to find health insurance. But unfortunately, it's no longer affordable. You know, I worked with a family locally here in Virginia they did go to the Affordable Care Act. They're both small business owners, a husband and wife team. And their health insurance premium when it first started, it was 400 and something, and it went up to 600 and something, and it went up to 800 and something, and it went to that. So it keeps going up. It's to the point now their premium was almost $2,000.
Wow.
So they couldn't afford it anymore. And I was able to put them in a policy that saved them $800 a month and eliminated their $6,700 deductible. So the way that I'm able to do that through U.S. Health Plans is U.S. Health is a preferred risk group. And I'm not sure if you know what that means, but it's basically whereas the Affordable Care Act takes any and everyone, regardless of medical history, right? And there's no medical underwriting with that process. And that's based on income. Whereas with U.S. Health Plans, they're based on medical history and they don't take any and everyone. Okay. So in terms of, you know, the question always comes up, do you write people with pre-existing? Yes, I have. And I have. I've written a woman who had breast cancer. She's a breast cancer survivor. I've written a gentleman who's a prostate cancer survivor. It just depends on the individual's medical history and fitting them into the right plan at U.S. Health. There are some instances when I can't help someone and I would help them find what's the next best solution for them. So that's how I'm able to do what I'm able to do is just putting people in a better situation than they are right now today. And again, U.S. health plans are not for everyone, but there are a lot of people they are for. So
yeah, and it sounds like I guess the biggest thing is just to kind of have a conversation, because sometimes, you know, especially if you're paying that much, for health insurance, then you probably are looking for alternatives. And a lot of people, I imagine, probably think that there are not any kind of alternatives out there.
That's the thing. And a lot of people, you know, I met a woman on Thursday and I you know, we connected and we're supposed to meet this week. She's like, I never knew there was something besides the Maryland Health Exchange. She's like, I'd love to know what it is. So that's what I really want to get the word out about who this company is and what we offer to people. And, you don't have to go broke paying your health insurance premium every month. We don't want you to do that. We want you to have the coverage you need when you need it and still be able to maintain your livelihood.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So you can kind of enjoy your life, so to speak. You're not paying it all through, the healthcare and health insurance. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be something that you feel kind of distinguishes you or maybe even your organization. But do you have an example of a secret sauce for us?
Yeah, you know what my secret sauce is? Honestly, in the beginning when I started, the company's mission, and it sounds corny, it may sound corny, but it's what drove me of hope, helping other people every day. In order to be successful in not just insurance sales, but just sales overall or any kind of business, you've got to have the mindset that you are helping other people. You've got to show up and really put the needs of that person at the forefront of your mind, and that's what really motivated me in the beginning. It still motivates me today. My unique selling proposition is that I really honestly too, I take the approach of educating my consumer, the consumer first. I'm not a pushy, sleazy salesman throwing a policy at someone. You know, I do my intel, I do my research, I take my time to find out what their needs are and really make sure that I'm putting them in a policy that fits their needs, you know? And I also take the approach to being that resource. Like I said before, if I can't help them, I do my best to put them in the right direction. So it's really about taking the time to meet the people's needs. I do take very good care of my customers that I have, my clients that I have, and that leads to a lot of referrals, you know? And I wouldn't have been able to write over $1 million in 2.5 years if I didn't put the needs of people first. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And like you said, if you're getting opportunities, you're getting referrals and people are mentioning your name, then you must obviously be doing something right. But I think that as well, especially, you know, with all the legislation that's changed and understanding what you can and cannot do, it's always good to be able to have somebody you can at the very least lean on to ask questions and be able to answer those questions so that you don't have to know everything. You just have to know who to call.
Exactly. Exactly. It's making people's lives easier. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Awesome. Awesome. So what I wanted to do was switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this could be an app or a book or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
One thing I would say definitely is being able to convey myself with clarity and conviction. It is very important to be able to do that, regardless if you're in sales, if you're in the corporate world, whatever. But you have to be able to speak with authority and conviction and confidence. And people pick up on that and they know if you're someone that they can, you know, build a relationship with and establish that know, like, and trust, right? And then also, too, really building relationships based on value and trust. What can you offer to people, not whereas what you can take from people? And that's one of the things I network a lot. You know, I go to different events. I'm in a BNI, a local BNI. You know, a lot of people don't know what they're doing in networking. They're going out there just throwing their cards at people, but that's not going to get you business. You have to be able to build a relationship with people, again, that know, like, and trust, and build relationships based on value and trust. Value first and trust. Yeah. So that's very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely echo that and being able to kind of build those relationships based off that value so that you're a person that's a go-to resource, not necessarily somebody that's a go-to person to pass out their business card all the time when you go to those networking events. So it's important to make sure that you're providing value and building those relationships. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this might be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can go back maybe 3 short years when you got started, what piece of advice would you give yourself?
Believe in myself without a shadow of a doubt. When I first, you know, heard about this opportunity, I didn't know if I could sell. I kind of was like, I never really had a sales position. Can I sell? And, you know, look, fast forward almost 3 years later, I can sell. but you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your abilities. You have to take risks and you really got to step into your power and own it. And that's very important.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. It's something that you sometimes forget, but like we said in the beginning, sometimes when people can see things in you and you kind of take that chance, even though you may not be comfortable doing it and you go in and do it, sometimes you can find something that's your light, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. 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 So now I wanted to ask you, which is my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of being a CEO. And on the show, we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So I wanted to ask you, Sharon, what does being a CEO mean to you?
It means having a clear vision of where you want to go and being able to execute it.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Anytime you're a CEO, you have a goal and a mission that you want to reach, and you have to be able to understand exactly how you can kind of get your hands dirty, so to speak, to be able to reach that goal.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome. 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 Well, Sharon, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. And what I wanted to do was pass the mic to you, so to speak, to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then also how best people can get in touch with you.
Sure, sure. Well, open enrollment is coming up. It will be, we don't know yet, but it's usually November 1st. And I know a lot of people are looking and trying to figure out what they're going to do with their health insurance. So their rates are going up. They don't know what to do. I want them to give me a call or reach out to me online. Either way, they can do that. My personal website with the company, just so you know, it is, and let me give it to you here, because the funny thing is I don't go on my own website. I don't look for myself or anything like that. So, oh my gosh. But they can reach me online. I'm actually on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn, Sharon Carter on LinkedIn. I am on Instagram. I am Sharon P. Carter on Instagram. And then they can also reach me on my Google Voice number, 703-829-5795. And I'll say it again, 703-829-5795.
Awesome. And what we'll do is we'll have the links in the show notes as well, just so that anybody can follow you on Instagram or your LinkedIn. And of course, reach out to you via phone. But Sharon, thank you so much again. I truly appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Gresham, for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.